go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined, I believe, for the first time by Van Hipp, a man who has served with distinction in the senior ranks of the United States military's headquarters, the Pentagon, as a Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army, responsible, among other things, for reserve forces and mobilization during Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, a critical time which tested both our reserve forces and mobilization to the max. He was also a former Principal Deputy General Counsel of the United States Navy. In other walks of life, he has chaired the South Carolina Republican Party. Today, he is the chairman of America Defense International, a Washington-based consulting firm, and the author of a new book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Van Hipp, welcome. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Frank, it's great to be with you.
Well, I'm particularly pleased because, of course, fighting and defeating terrorism is something that we're rather keen on around here. So it's great to have somebody with a plan and to have a chance to visit a little bit with you. Let's maybe start with the catalog of very troubling, well, vulnerabilities or maybe axes of attack that these terrorists might use against this country and sort of a net assessment of how serious a risk we find ourselves in at the moment.
I really believe that the world is more dangerous today than it was after 9/11, Frank. Radical Islam is the fight of our time, the challenge of our time. And when we look at the vulnerabilities of this country, cybersecurity, the border, the bio threat, the electromagnetic pulse threat, there's no one magic bullet to solve all these problems. It's going to take a combination of things. And the problem is, as technology changes, the bad guys also have access to the technology. But the government, as you know, is so stovepipe, and it takes us so long to respond. And it's almost as if as technology increases, so do the threats almost exponentially.
Right. And to the extent that you have really teased out, I think, in considerable detail, some of these challenges in your new book, The New Terrorism, Van, how would you rank, for example, the problem of our vulnerable electric grid to one or the other of these lines of attack? Is that something that keeps you up at night?
Well, the electromagnetic pulse attack is a very real threat. And the U.S. Nuclear Strategy Forum makes a very convincing case, and we point this out in my book, that the North Koreans may have already obtained an EMP nuclear warhead. And as you know, one burst at a sufficiently high altitude, it can knock out our grid. Studies show that after a year, we could lose almost half the population. The farmers can't grow enough food to feed the American people without electricity. And if people say, well, you're just a fear monger and so forth, look at what NASA says, Frank. NASA says that it is inevitable in the next 10 to 100 years, we will have another Carrington effect, a geomagnetic storm on the sun, also knocking out our grid. So the EMP threat is real. I would say this, though. What we are most unprepared for as a nation is the cyber threat, the cyber attack. And it's almost like death by a thousand hacks.
It is indeed. And I think what you've put your finger on, Van Hipp, in terms of the magnitude of the damage that could be done, perhaps with the click of a mouse or the explosion of a nuclear weapon in space or perhaps other means, is truly catastrophic for the nation. Talk, you would, a little bit about this idea of separating, as you call it, the death cult from the rest of Islam. As you're looking at this this global jihadist enterprise, how do you do that, and to what effect do you think is possible?
It's very tough. One thing that I call for, we need to reform and moderate Muslims who have the guts to come forward with actionable intelligence to thwart terrorist attacks. You know, right now, King Abdullah, someone I've known, I first met him 20 years ago. We've got an opportunity here where a moderate Muslim is trying to take the fight to radical Islam. We've got to stand with people like King Abdullah and give him everything that he needs.
Yeah. This would be King Abdullah of Jordan.
Yes, King Abdullah of Jordan.
Yeah, not to be confused with the King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, who's no longer with us. That's a very important point. I think probably we'll find some disagreements about exactly how you define these people, but that's part of the challenge here. But at the very least, empowering those who are not seeking to destroy us is to be much preferred over what we seem to be doing, which is mostly empowering those who are trying to destroy us.
Absolutely. And look, for example, the mosque in Fairfax, oh my gosh, you had two or three of the 9/11 hijackers there.
Dar al-Hijra Mosque.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And Anwar al-Awlaki.
One person. Anwar al-Awlaki. Also, the head of the Islamic Society of Boston, who went there. I can go on and on. What if just one person had had the guts to come forward there? And think about the attacks and the terrorist activity that could have been thwarted. Political correctness is killing us, right? Political correctness is killing us.
Yeah, Van, because I think you're going this place, and I just want to take you there. How are enemies of this country perceiving this political correctness? Do you think this is actually having the effect of emboldening them as they see us, well, submitting?
Oh, I think it is. We're seeing all the wrong signals. As I mentioned the last book at the Nixon Library, and I mentioned, you know, we saw what happened in France recently. Don't forget Saeed al-Jazeri, the imam who called for the assassination of the Danish cartoonist Kurt Westergaard. We caught him, Frank, in the back of a trunk of a BMW trying to come into this country through Mexico. We send all the wrong signals.
No, we do. And this really just comes back to your point about the importance of border security as well, Van Hip. In your new book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It, you emphasize, and I think it's really important that this be stressed, not just the borders of the country as we think of them north and south, but also the maritime borders, the ports and harbors of this country. Talk a little bit about that as a priority for, you know, a serious national security posture.
I think this is a real vulnerability. I spoke with a former commander of two minesweepers, and we talk about this in the book. I was surprised to learn that we have no mine countermeasure capability in either the Gulf of Mexico or on the Atlantic coast. One of the things that I call for is to have use autonomous underwater vehicles to do a periodic sweep, if you will, of the cure routes of our harbors and ports to look for underwater IEDs and so forth. There are 250,000 mines right now in the world, and I think this would go a long way to securing our ports, our harbors. And as you know, with the bad guys, it's all about inflicting damage also on the American economy. You shut down one major port in this country, and you've caused grave danger to the American economy.
Yeah, well, the evidence is upon us at the moment with this recent job action in the ports of the West Coast is just slowing things down, let alone putting them out of business for protracted periods of time, is having a crippling effect on large parts of the economy. Let me take advantage in our closing minute with you, if I may, Van Hip, as a former senior official in the United States Navy. You've touched there on something that's of great concern to me. Do you think we are adequately resourcing the United States Navy for both the power projection missions that it's traditionally performed, but also for assuring, you know, the security of our own nation here at home?
No, we're not. And one thing, for example, the Aegis ballistic missile defense system, great for defending against the way it's currently equipped. For short-range missiles, we need to be able to equip the Aegis ballistic missile defense capability to be able to counter intercontinental ballistic missiles. That's just one example right there that we point out in the book. And we do not have a land-based missile defense system on the East Coast. That's another thing we talk about in the book.
You've covered so much, and we've only just skimmed the surface. Van Hip, I hope you'll come back, and maybe we can do a full hour with you to really tease some of these things out and help the rest of us understand both the vulnerabilities and some of the very practical solutions that you offer in The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. We look forward to a conversation with you along those lines soon. We look forward to talking with the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.